Rodney King, any other one. I mean, what has happened? Nothing. I mean, at least the people in L.A. rioted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, otherwise people don't do anything. We shouldn't be wishful in our thinking. We are hoping that things can happen. And of course, it's good, Rustin, to continue to encourage our community to do things. But what it is, people need to become proactive.
Right.
We need to get to a point where we recognize that.
93.5 WPIP and WPIP HD1, New Rochelle.
Hi, this is Joe from the Homeowners Helpline. Have you noticed here on the radio that everyone is jumping on the Homeowners Helpline bandwagon? There's only one Homeowners Helpline. We have over 5 years' experience helping homeowners. We've helped thousands of homeowners save over $100 million in mortgage payment and principal balance reductions. But more importantly, we help them stay in their home and not lose it to the bank in foreclosure. The Homeowners Helpline offers homeowners a flat fixed rate for our services to keep you in your home. No continual monthly payments. Join the thousands of happy homeowners who have trusted the Homeowners Helpline since 2008 with this foreclosure fiasco. You know, these companies are making more false promises than the banks. Don't fall for it. Call the one and only Homeowners Helpline, 800-965-9282. That's 800-965-9282. Or visit stopgreedybanks.com. The Homeowners Helpline, folks, we're still there for you.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
Shabbat is coming to Queens, when Water Race Entertainment Limited presents David Tolo's Clash, starring Shabbat.
When you got on, and you want your hype, and you sit to a bleach up while you park, you have to say, yo! Fast. You get your eyes.
On Sunday, April 6th, showtime is at 7 p.m. at York College, 94-45 Guy Brewer Boulevard. Clash stars Garfield Bad Boy Trevor Reed.
Yo. Fish.
Bonnie Air Matthew Johnson.
Junior Half a Dog Williams.
Tanya Flowers.
Serene David.
Jermaine Wisdom.
And Renee Wilson.
Starring Keith Shabata Ramsey.
No, you have to stay like it at Pride.
Clash is directed by Paul O'Beal. Sunday, April 6th at York College, 94-45 Guy Brewer Boulevard,
Jamaica, Queens.
Tickets are $45 in advance.
More at the door.
Get your tickets now in Queens at VP Records,
in Brooklyn at Keelan Video,
at all Silvercrest locations,
in the Bronx at Moody's Records,
and in Long Island at Sam's Caribbean Marketplace.
Charge tickets by phone by calling 718-297-7300.
Shabbat, 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 and them.
Sponsored by VP Records.
And strictly business.
Whitney Media offers unique opportunities for independent packagers and radio program producers in the metropolitan area. Both WVIP HD and WVOX Worldwide offer prime airtime in the evening, on the weekend, and during the day for a wide range of programs dealing with health, finance, religion, business opportunities, as well as international and multicultural talk and music. The following is an independently produced program. The views and claims expressed on this program by its hosts and guests are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or its advertisers. VIP. The following is a feature presentation of Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxley.
In these times when there is a weakening of our social, moral, and even spiritual fiber of our society, resulting in a host of personal and societal ills, a program such as this, Wake Up Radio, can only help to promote the awareness and the upliftment of our communities. Presenting new species, a healthy and nutritional product helping thousands of people in these communities and around the world to live a better lifestyle. Their families assist their clients to cleanse and rebuild their bodies while providing incredible health improvements. New species, natural, organic, raw plants extracts are based in the chemistry and physics of nature. They assist the human body in preserving the energy balance of human life. New species scientists, doctors, and herbalists select herbs and plants from many thousands in nature. They designed these formulas to promote detoxing, cleansing, and rebuilding the entire body. New Species is already helping to relieve tens of thousands from their diseases. So join the many and share your own success stories, like I have. And yes, you guessed it, I too am a satisfied consumer. Log on to newspecies.com or call today for a free consultation at 888-548-3150. 888-548-3150. New Species, putting back the life into healthy living. This is Carl B. Moxie. Find Fear Supermarket, located in the Baychester Mall at 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx, is your one-stop supermarket, accepting major credit cards, food stamps, and quick checks, and has the convenience of an ATM machine. Free delivery and ample parking at Find Fear Supermarket in the Bronx, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Find Fear carries a wide variety of Caribbean products. Their fish and meat departments are always top to meet your demands. And of course, your choice of meats can be cut as ordered. Find Fear Supermarket in the Baychester Mall, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Call 718-652-8456, 652-8456. Find Fear Supermarket. Happy shopping. For timely returns from computerized and electronic filing tax services, contact KGM Income Tax Service, which is conveniently located in St. Albans, Queens, at 200-3 Linden Boulevard, right next to the Golden Coast Outlet. KGM specializes in individual, small business, self-employed, and corporation tax returns, and guarantee refund anticipation loan in 48 hours. KGM picks up and delivers to your home or office. 10% discount with coupons from flyers or any other paraphernalia. KGM accountants at 200-12 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, Queens, are in tune with the new tax laws. They are inexpensive and they deliver in time. Call them at 718-949-3600. 949-3600. And as for Mr. Kenneth Moxie, and my cousin will take very good care of you. 949-3600. KSI Auto School is at 200 North Avenue at the corner of Main Street in New Rochelle. And today they pose a few basic questions for you. Do you need to learn to drive to obtain your driver's license as a proficient driver? Do you need a detail-oriented five-hour class, which is second to none? How about saving on your car insurance by attending their six-hour point reduction class that will enable you to earn your certificate for a three-year discount allowance? Are you visiting in the U.S. and owns a driver's license of your country of origin? Yes? Then KSI can assist you while applying for your international license to drive while you're vacationing. KSI offers you a round-the-wheel opportunity of a lifetime, and they're just a phone call away. Driving class is available by schedule appointments. Five-hour classes on Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. Six-hour point reduction class is available every last Sunday of the month at 10 a.m. Call 914-636-0202 and ask for Gordon. KSI, we're hours for learning. Go by before you know it. 914-636-0202.
Advertisers, if the goods and service you have to sell is value for money and you're looking for customers to keep, call us. We love that win-win situation. The advertiser wins and builds his business, and the customer wins and stays, because in the end, we too are looking for advertisers to keep. Yes, we can bring you customers, and you may keep them and build your business big. So call us, 718-994-0765.
Mommy, Mommy, wake up, wake up. Uncle Carl is on the radio with the wake-up call.
As people seeking to wake up and be aware, we acknowledge your divine source to be your beloved leader and teacher, invisible yet ever present. And in all things we submit ourselves for inspiration and illumination, that we may be led by him into the knowledge of truth.
Life is a journey. The path may be difficult. If the determination is strong, then the destination is not far off.
Zindagi ek safar hai. सबसे मुश्किल ही सही हौसले घर है
Wheel on a chair. This is Chris the Dubmaster, and you're listening to Carl B. Moxie's Wake Up Call. We invite you to wake up, to evoke your awareness of who you are, your relationship with your Creator, your world, and those around you.
Thank you, Dubmaster Chris. Shanti. Greetings of peace and namaste to everyone. I salute the divine in each of you this morning, and we hope that you are enjoying this beautiful day which the One Supreme Father has blessed us, and in which we should rejoice and be glad. I'm Carl B. Moxie, and you're listening to Wake Up Radio Network on 93.5 Capital FM Radio and via the internet at www.wakeupradio.net. We must continue, however, to remind you that this program, The Wake Up Call, is not intended to impose any particular religion on anyone, but it is a program designed specifically to help all of us recognize who we really are, that we are all spiritual beings, that we are all souls. It is also to help rediscover the powers that lie within us. This program is also designed to help remind us that if we only stay connected to our divine source, then our inner powers can be eternally and limitlessly sustained. Now we invite you to take an inward journey with us as we explore our relationship with the self, with others, and with God, our supreme parent, teacher, guide, and friend, through some continued sharing of insight with Carmen as she continues the series, Who Am I Really? So now we invite you, as you listen to the next interlude of music, to become comfortable and relax and begin to prepare yourself for this inner journey. And so as you find that place of calm and stillness within, you will listen only to the voice on the radio and focus on the peace and the love that is within you, this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning.
Shinehead, and you're listening to The Wake Up Call with Carl B. Marksy. Stay tuned for Insight with Carmen.
Greetings of peace and joy. For the past couple of weeks, we have been exploring the simple but profoundly life-affecting mistake that we all as human beings have made, and that has been the root cause of all our unhappiness and peacelessness, both at the level of the individual and at the level of the collective human race. And that is identifying with something that we are not. Self-identity, or who or what I think I am, is the deepest influence on all our perceptions or thoughts or actions, and therefore our destiny. We saw that all our fears and angers, which mean all our stress, come from a variety of mistaken identities. But we also acknowledge that it's only half a story. While we explored what happens when we believe we are something that we are not, it still left us with an unanswered question of, who am I, really? While it is easy to say who the I is when I say I am, it makes no difference to the way we think and live our lives. We have to go beyond words, beyond ideas or concepts or theories or philosophies, to a level of deep realization. Only then can we begin to transform the quality of our lives. Like many spiritual teachers and philosophers throughout the history of the world, we would give the self another name, like spirit or soul or consciousness. But it would only be just another label. Behind any name or label is a concept of spirit, a concept of soul, a concept of consciousness. And we would likely identify with that concept and be right back where we started. That is, identifying with just the concept. It's something that we don't even understand. Neither I nor you is a concept. And this is why you cannot learn theoretically who you are, but you only realize what you are. You are already and have always been what and who you are. And in truth, you can never be other than that. But it requires, again, the realization, that is, that moment when you see it, when you get it. Sometimes this moment is referred to as the aha moment. There are essentially two ways to realize who and what you really are. And the first is a process of elimination. And in this process, everything that you are not is seen within your awareness as false and is discarded. You might start from the outside in. It's obvious that you are not things, place, or other people. But as we saw last week, in the past couple weeks, they are common mistakes that we make. It's not so obvious, however, to know that you're not your form, your body, that you occupy. And this is the deepest conditioned identity that we have all assumed. If you recognize that the world of perceptions, thoughts, and feelings within your consciousness is your primary reality, and the physical reality is secondary, you will begin to separate your sense of self from your physical costume and all the stimulations that come through it. And this is, of course, where such practices, meditation and contemplation can speed that process of seeing and feeling that you're not a body, but the invisible, intangible energy that animates the body. Even then, some more subtle identities that you adopt around memories and beliefs, thoughts, emotions and feelings, attitudes, personality tendencies may still be there, but they too are also false identities. You know from experience that these things come and go. They pass, but you remain always the watcher, the observer of all things passing through your life, both externally and internally. You do the I that says, I am, always remain. So, what is left is not a thing, and it's not a doing. It's not what you do. All that is left is the I. Nothing else. Just the self. The watching, witnessing being that is the self, awareness itself, consciousness. And in that state of awareness, nothing can touch the I that is not a thing. When described in this way, there is the tendency to think about what is being described instead of just observing and sensing. And when you think about it, it can start to feel threatening, as all the things that you have been comfortably identifying with seems to be slipping away. You may even start to think that the process of eliminating all that you are not as the road to a small, empty and naked self with no support and nothing to hold on to. But on the other hand, exactly the opposite happens. Once you let go all those false identities, there emerges an overwhelming feeling of freedom, of being in an authentic and unlimited space, able to embrace and accept everything and everyone and every event in life. The movie of life becomes just that, a movie, a story that is unfolding around you outside the body that you occupy. And yet, you also become aware that it is clearly a story that is unfolding within your consciousness. Yet outside yourself, outside the I, there is the I, the watcher, and there is a story. But now, you don't get sucked into the story. You don't try to grasp and hold on to anything in the movie because you know it must pass. You see it for what it is, a shimmering dance of many energies, a display of many shades of light, rising and falling, flourishing and fading. And intuitively, you gradually come to sense, to know your part within it. This is why no theory, no writing, no set of concepts, however well crafted in words, can actually give you the direct, authentic experience of who you really are. Only you can do that by watching, by seeing, not with the physical eyes, but with the eyes of awareness. This brings us to the second method to recognize the self, and that is experimenting with meditation and contemplation. So let's just take a moment and experiment with a few phrases. Be still. I am a being of energy. The energy of I, the being, is light. The light that I am is radiant. I radiate the light that I am as space. I am peace. In the peace that I am, there is stillness. In the stillness, there is no change, no sense of the passing of time. I am timeless. I am eternal. I am still. I am silent forever. Each phrase, each word is a signpost pointing you to your conscious awareness. Follow these steps. Think it, say it, feel it, know it, be it, and then ultimately live it. And as you make this inner journey, you may notice all the other false identities losing their power, losing their grip on your conscious awareness. But be aware, it sometimes takes a little time to find the courage to let go. Some of the signs that will help you to know that you're well on your way to knowing and being what you really are will be the following. You are at peace with yourself. You are at peace with others. You no longer need to defend yourself. You truly are at peace with the world. You can never feel insulted because you no longer cling to any false image of yourself. Your capacity to empathize with others increases naturally. Your faith in life itself is restored. You sense your connection with all of life around you, and there is a deep awareness that the universe will show up with whatever you need in the right way, at the right time, in the right place. Your peace and the patience that flows from it are infinite. So my friend, welcome to the journey. This is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. The gift of the self. God bless you all. Enjoy the journey. And Om Shanti. As hard as
tuned in to Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxie. Heard right here every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and every Sunday at 8 a.m. bright and early in the morning. So wake up.
Virtue for this week is harmony. I am in perfect harmony with who I am. I am in tune with my companions at home and at work and with everything around me. I can see the beauty and know the secrets of all situations. Today, I will smile and acknowledge someone along my path.
Virtual Reality is brought to you from the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization at Great Neck, Long Island. They offer courses in meditation, stress-free living, positive thinking, learn to relax, self-management, and many other programs as a free community service. For further information on the Brahma Kumaris and the program they offer, call 516-773-0971 or visit the web at ghhny.com or bkwsu.com.
Radio helping to make a world of a difference in a world which now appears different.
future of humanity depends on us, you know, on each and every one of us, each in our own way. It is our shared and individual responsibility, yours and mine. But there must first of all be an awareness and then a sense of responsibility. Everyone must understand that not only do they have a role to play, but that their role, whatever it may be, however small it might appear, can be a decisive factor for the future of humankind. It will be a difficult task, one that seems almost impossible. But despite the immense obstacles, with the assistance of everyone, with goodwill, and especially with the triumph of the fundamental principles of justice, tolerance, and solidarity, we should be able to succeed. Yeah, man. We would like to thank the teacher of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. We also want to thank Cortana for the track, Who Are You Really? Who Am I Really? And Enya with the track, Only Time. We thank them for their musical contributions to this morning's program. And of course, we also want to thank our sponsors. In the meantime, if we help you today in any way, then kindly tap once on your radio, and we will be pleased. Thank you much. My friends, a new day has dawned. So we must allow this new day to dawn within us and to dawn for us. But we must first open ourselves to the freedom of spirit and allow the wisdom of the universe to speak to us. In doing so, we will invite divine courage to uphold us, to remove our fears, and to help set us free. So in this new dawn, we free ourselves from limitations and the past and open ourselves to the magnificence of life. Know the truth, my friends. Live it. And it will help set you free. Free from ignorance and stagnation. That is so until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Yes, this is Carl B. Moxie on Wake Up Radio saying, never look down on a person unless to pick him up because he's your brother and he too is special. And remember that love is the most durable power in the world. However, the love of which we are speaking is that of force, which is the key that unlocks the door that leads to ultimate peace, ultimate fulfillment, and ultimate reality. I'm also saying that you are a special person. So take no sorrow and give no sorrow. Om Shanti. And tata for now. Yeah.
WPIP and WPIP HD1, New Rochelle.
The Thomas Empowerment Hour Radio Show presents the first annual Empowerment Hour Seminar with live performances by Lukey D.
You are the center of a switch,
Mr. Easy.
She's got the stuff I love so much.
Tony Curtis.
Well, I gotta
Lady G. The veteran Philip Fraser, Ezra, and Chris Howell. Sunday, April 13th at the York College Performing Arts Center. 9420 Guy Burrow Boulevard, Jamaica, New York. Your eyes can't see my heart. An intimate discussion with Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire. Author, attorney, inspirational speaker, radio show host, mother of nine, and humanitarian. Come and leave empowered. Sunday, April 13th for Your Eyes Can't See My Heart. The first annual Empowerment Hour Seminar. For tickets and information, call 347.